Okay, Simen Samach Vav, finishing up Heter Iskir, Sif Yud Aleph. So Ruven, Ruven was chayiv to pay money to Shimon. Uvagiyaz when the loan, the time of the payment of the loan came through, ain loy mois leRuven. Ruven had no money to pay back the loan. Vespasha Shimon yamtin loy, so they made a deal that Shimon will wait a little bit of time. You can't make a heter iska there to allow him to pay interest. Elish Reuven yimkar leShimon. So what do? What Reuven sells to Shimon. Eizes schar sheyesh anal, the way we said it in Sif Yud, meaning basically he sells him. Let's say he has a watch. So Reuven, who's the borrower, sells that watch to Shimon. At a discount, and then Shimon Yasulu is the Shtar Chayv Shayolo Mikvar, and when Shimon gives back the Shtar Chayv, Reuven Yitin Lo Shtar Al Aschayra Asher Konami Itay Be'Ofen Anal, and then Reuven will give a Shtar on the merchandise that he was kind of from him in that way, meaning basically, Reuven is selling to Shimon at a severe discount his watch, let's say, right? And then Reuven's going to buy back that watch at the end of the loan for more money, and that more money is going to be essentially, wink wink, interest, and not meaning it ends up being that he paid him extra for this watch. And it's sort of in lieu of the interest. It's fairly straightforward. Meaning, it's a shtick. It's a shtick that you can do. Right? Meaning, instead of paying interest, you sell him something at a discount, and he pays you back. He pay when he gives back the watch, he sells it back to you for more money, and it's essentially instead of paying interest. So that's always an easy way out of and an easy way to get out of the Isser of paying interest. Fine. Yud Beis Yisrael Shenaseh Chaver Behemah LeGaza. If a Yisrael gives an animal to his friend to raise it, v'sheyachliku achakach berevach, and then they're going to split the profits. So then we said already last week that partnership is like a loan, and then when they're going to split the profits, that's like interest. Dina k'ma shenasan le'mois be'iska, that din is like as if he gave money with an iska. Okay. Fine. Simon Samach Zion Hilchas Nadarim Nadavas Ubay Yud Aleph Seif. So these are also that's coming up in Daf Yomi, Shavuos, Be'ez Hashem. But you also it's complicated halachas. But the case is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here pretty brings it pretty makes it pretty easy. He sticks with the easy cases. So Alti Ragel B'Nadarim. That's where he starts off. Don't be one of those guys making the Nadarim. Anybody who builds anybody who makes a neder is as if he builds a bama. Bishas Yisra bama is at the time when Klal Yisrael was not allowed to make bamas. During most of the time, Klal Yisrael was not allowed to have bamas, but during the times before the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was in transit, etc., there were a few times that you were allowed to have a bama, meaning there was a private mizbeach that people could be makariv animals. V'amakayma, and somebody who is makayim, so somebody who makes a neder is like he's building a bama. And if you makayim it, hikaruv alav carbon, it's as if you were makariv a carbon on that bama. Shechayim mishum shchutei chutz, that you're chayev. If you'd make a bama, you'd make a mizbeach in your yard nowadays, it'd be a big iser. That's like bringing karbonas outside. Ki toiv yoyse sheyishal al nidroi v'yatiru lai. Better that you should go ask a rav whether you're allowed to be matir neder, and he'll be matir to you. V'ani v'li b'shar nedarim. That's only by other nedarim. Av nidrei hektish, but a neder to do something holy. Mitzvah l'kayman, then don't renege on that. Go be mekayim. Shenemar nedori l'Hashem ha'shalem, like we said today. V'lo yishal aleim ela, and you should only ask back for these things b'shas atchak. These nedarim. Beis v'chein yisrachim min hashvua. You should also stay away from swearing. Aval im avar v'nishba aleiz adav. But if you made a shvua, lo yishal aleim, you should not ask back on it. Eliyamad Bishu, you should maintain, you should keep your shvua. Aval Bishu Mitzdar, even though it's going to cause you pain. Shenemar Nishbal Harav Lo Yomer. Uksiv Acharav Oise Eile La Yimait La Oilam. Somebody who does these things will not fail forever. We don't ask back on a shvua, only b'shas atchak. Right? Okay. So gimel tzarich lizar shlo yid or shum davar, b'afilu tzedaka ein tayv lida. You should not make any nedarim even for tzedaka. Elam yeshal b'yaday mashu who writes a litain. If you have the money that you want to give, so you can yitain meyad, you give it immediately. V'main loy. And if you don't have, you give it without a nether. And if the people are being, there's an appeal. So people are saying that they're giving tzedakah. You have peer pressure. So you also have to pledge. Then you should say beferish and it's b'li nether. I think when they make appeals, they make these announcements that they say it's b'li nether. When by yizkor, which unfortunately many people are not aware that Yizkor is meaningless if you don't give tzedakah. You're right. When you say the Yizkor on Yomim Tovim, you say that you're giving tzedakah for the neshama. If you don't give the tzedakah, so then there's no aliyah for the neshama. So you should also say b'lay neder. Imhu be'ez tzara, but if somebody's going through a rough time, lo'aleinu, then mutter lo'y lindor, you can make a neder. Somebody just actually asked me a shayla just now, right before this year. Somebody said that, you know, they have all these shticks. You know, you collect money and they'll give you this prize and that prize. So this particular prize was that you get to go to a concert. If you give $200, you get to go to a concert. So this person gave the $200 because they wanted somebody else to take this ticket to go to the concert. In the end, this person, the recipient, got a ticket for the concert, not through the tzedakah. So the person wants to know if they can take back their money or not give the money to the tzedakah that they pledged, because they only pledged it because they wanted to get the ticket to the concert. But then the person got the ticket anyways. So I want to know if they can back out. I'm not sure. These halachas are hard. I personally think they already said they're giving it to the tzedakah. So then they're giving it to tzedakah. You can't renege. You can't go back on it. But if you're going to, then you always say b'li neder. Now, there's some say, and I think we discussed this in Hilchos Tzedakah, that you should make a Tanai, and if those that haven't done it, they should do it now. Because, like, you know, you have a guy coming around collecting, you see him doing Chazaras HaShatz, and you say to yourself, you take that dollar in your hand and from your pocket, and you say you're giving it to him, and then the guy makes a turn, and he leaves the Beis Medrash, and now you're stuck with the dollar that you made a nether to, or it seems like you made a nether to give it to Tzedakah. So you make a Tanai that it's b'li neder until the money actually gets to the recipient's hands. So then that takes you out of this situation. Let's say somebody wants to learn Torah. He is afraid he's going to get lax and lazy about it. Or if somebody's afraid that the Yetzirah is going to make him do an Isser. Or the Yetzirah is going to make him not do a mitzvah. It's mutter to be mezaris himself with another shvua. D'amar Rav, minayin shenishpain lekaimas a mitzvah lezaris esatzme. How do you know you can make a shvua to be mekaim a mitzvah to make yourself into a zaris? Av pishahu mushpa ve'omer meharsina. Even though we swore at harsina we're keeping mitzvah, so why do we need to swear again? And even if you don't say it in the Lashon Neder Shvua, Ela B'dibur Ba'alma, if you only spoke it out, Havi Neder U'Mechuyiv L'Kayim, then that's considered a Neder and you have to keep it. So even if you didn't use the Lashon Neder Shvua, you just said, I'm doing this, so then that's a Neder. V'Lachain, and this is an interesting and important point. A person has to be careful. When a person is going to say that he's doing a dvar mitzvah, you have to say b'li neder, because otherwise for a mitzvah, just saying you're going to do it is considered a neder. And it's good that a person accustoms himself to saying it like this. And he should do it even when he says he's going to do something that's optional, that's not a mitzvah. So he shouldn't be nishal on avoy nedarim. Meaning what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying is that really you only have to say bili neder when you're doing a mitzvah. Meaning it's considered, normally in order to make a neder, you have to say, I am making a neder that I'm going to put on tefillin tomorrow. Right? Then it's a neder. But for a mitzvah, you don't have to say I'm making a neder. If you say I'm going to put on tefillin tomorrow, then that is considered an automatic neder. So the kids of Shulchan Aruch is saying that, and then, but if you say tomorrow I'm going to eat an orange, that is not a neder. You don't have to eat that orange. But it's only for a mitzvah when you say you're doing that, it becomes a neder. So but the kids of Shulchan Aruch is saying, in order to acclimate yourself, to not have this problem when you say you're going to do a mitzvah, so you should just always get used to saying bli neder, which is where the minig in the world, everybody's saying bli neder, I'm going to do this, bli neder, I'm going to do that, bli neder. There's no reason to say it if it's not a mitzvah. Meaning it's for itself, there's no reason to say bli neder. Because the Shulchan Aruch is saying to say it anyway, so that you're constantly saying bli neder, so that when you say you're doing a mitzvah, then you're not stuck keeping that mitzvah else because of a neder. Let's say somebody makes a neder in order to be misak in his midas, so then that's considered praiseworthy. Let's say somebody we just had the zoilul in the daf, right? Zoilul v'savi, if he eats a lot, he made a neder that he's not going to eat meat from now for a while. Or he drank a lot of wine. He banned all alcoholic beverages. Somebody's also busy with his looks. So he was makabel on himself nazirus, so he wouldn't be worried about his looks. That's considered avodas Hashem. Nedarim siyag leprishus. Nedarim is a fence for precious. So it sounds like he's pro doing that. Even these types of nedarim, a person should not accustom himself to doing it. That you should try and figure out a way to overcome your yetzahara gambale nedarim, even without nedarim. Right. So the basically stay away from nedarim and find a little better way to try and do mitzvahs. So I learned this with my kids the night day before we learned it. That's how I prepared it. So I decided to search my phone for the word neder and see all the shilas that come up. So one pretty interesting one is the guy made a neder. He's not eating cookies unless he pays to pay $5 for every cookie he eats. And he said he ate so many cookies, he can't possibly afford to pay the knas for the nether of all the cookies that he ate. I could have been talking to myself for that, but Baruch Hashem, that's why I would never trust myself to make a nether. So I have no recollection what I answered him, but that was one of the shilas. And then, yeah, there's many, many people. They know smoking, that's a big one. And they decide they do need a cigarette. You know, people mean well, but you better make sure you know what you're doing with this. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night, a good tvach, a good chaydish, a good yar.
Shkoyach. You had an interesting nether shayla with a woman. No, I don't remember what it was. It was a good 2-3 years ago. A very, very tough one.
Don't remember.
You can stop recording.
What?
What?
Just stop recording if you want.
Oh, yeah.